Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome to another dose of morning reassurance. You know that feeling when your alarm goes off and you just want to crawl back under the covers? Yeah, we've all been there. But before you hit snooze one more time, I'm not judging. I want to talk about something super important. Self-care. We live in a world that's constantly demanding our attention. Emails, notifications, deadlines, it never ends. And while we strive to be productive and successful, it's easy to forget about ourselves amidst the chaos. That's where self-care comes in. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are pretty great. It's about intentionally making time for things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Here are five key takeaways that I want you to hold onto tight. Firstly, self-care is not selfish. Ever heard the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? Seriously, how can you show up as your best self for others if you're running on fumes? Taking care of yourself allows you to have more energy, patience, and focus, which ultimately benefits everyone around you. Think of it like this. You wouldn't wait until your car was completely out of gas before filling it up, right? The same goes for your mental and emotional well-being. Secondly, self-care looks different for everyone. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. What brings joy and rejuvenation to one person might be a total snooze-fest for another. Maybe it's taking a long walk in nature, reading a good book, or having deep conversations with loved ones. Explore different activities and discover what truly resonates with you. Don't feel pressured to follow any trends or do things just because they seem popular. Thirdly, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. It shouldn't be something you squeeze in whenever you have time left over. Schedule it into your day, like any other important appointment. Even 15 minutes of dedicated self-care can make a world of difference. Treat yourself with the same respect and priority that you would give to anyone else in your life. Fourthly, learn to say no. This is crucial, especially if you're prone to overcommitting yourself. It's okay to decline invitations or requests that drain your energy or time. Remember, you have the right to protect your well-being and set boundaries. Saying no sometimes means saying yes to yourself and your own needs. Finally, be kind to yourself. Self-care isn't about achieving perfection or being flawless. It's about accepting yourself just as you are, with all your strengths and imperfections. Practice self-compassion, forgive yourself for mistakes, and celebrate your successes, big and small. You know those days when everything feels overwhelming? Maybe you have a deadline looming, a family crisis, or even just a really bad hair day. Ever feel like you're on the verge of losing it, trying to juggle a million things at once? Well, I was having one of those days last week. My car broke down, I had a big presentation at work, and I completely forgot to buy groceries. I was about to spiral into a full-blown meltdown when I remembered this mantra. Take a deep breath, Laura. You got this. Then, I did something radical. I stepped away from the chaos for 15 minutes. Instead of frantically checking my email or stressing over the to-do list, I walked outside and just stood under a tree. The fresh air, the warmth of the sun on my skin, it was like hitting the reset button. After that little break, I felt calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle whatever came my way. So remember, self-care isn't about being selfish, it's about refueling your energy so you can show up as your best self for yourself and everyone around you. Make time for activities that bring you joy, set boundaries to protect your well-being, and never underestimate the power of a good deep breath. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the importance of self-care. And if you're feeling inspired, leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It really helps me reach more people who need a dose of morning reassurance. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.